Intimacy is the cornerstone of all meaningful relationships, representing a profound connection that goes beyond just physical interaction. It encompasses emotional, intellectual, physical, and even spiritual dimensions, each playing a significant role in shaping human experiences. The desire for connection is fundamental to our nature, influencing how we relate to ourselves, our partners, families, communities, and even the broader society. Let us delve into intimacy in its entirety, exploring its foundational aspects, the role it plays in different relationships, its diverse expressions, cultural perspectives, and the challenges it faces, along with practical ways to enhance intimacy and a glimpse into its future, providing a comprehensive view of this crucial aspect of human life. 1. The foundations of intimacy. Definition and meaning of intimacy. What intimacy truly means beyond just sex. Intimacy is often misunderstood as being limited to physical closeness, particularly sexual intimacy. However, it is a much broader and deeper concept. Intimacy is about building a strong, authentic connection between people, grounded in trust, vulnerability, and mutual respect. It's the space in which individuals feel safe to share their true selves without fear of judgment. Intimacy can manifest in various forms, including emotional, intellectual, and spiritual connections. It's about knowing and being known by someone else. True intimacy doesn't necessarily need to be sexual, but is about closeness, care, and the willingness to be vulnerable and open. Types of intimacy. Emotional intimacy. Emotional intimacy is rooted in sharing feelings, thoughts, and experiences with another person. It's about feeling understood, accepted, and valued for who you truly are. Emotional intimacy is essential for trust and connection. It's built over time through honest, open communication and support during times of need. This form of intimacy often forms the backbone of long-lasting relationships. Physical intimacy. Physical intimacy includes all forms of touch, ranging from simple gestures like holding hands to sexual relations. This form of intimacy helps to reinforce bonds, strengthen relationships, and communicate affection. Touch releases hormones like oxytocin, often referred to as the bonding hormone, which helps deepen emotional connections. Physical intimacy is vital in romantic relationships but is also significant in friendships and familial bonds, as it fosters a sense of safety and affection. Intellectual intimacy. Intellectual intimacy refers to the shared exchange of ideas, thoughts, and perspectives that stimulate the mind. It occurs when individuals can engage in meaningful conversations, challenge each other's viewpoints, and explore each other's intellect. This form of intimacy fosters respect and a deeper understanding of each other's cognitive processes and worldview. Spiritual intimacy. Spiritual intimacy involves sharing and exploring each other's spiritual beliefs or practices. This can take many forms, from shared religious rituals to deep conversations about the meaning of life, morality, and purpose. Spiritual intimacy creates a sense of connection beyond the material world and nurtures a sense of belonging and understanding. Creative intimacy. Creative intimacy occurs when individuals share their artistic, creative, or imaginative pursuits. This can involve collaborating on a project, sharing artistic expressions, or supporting each other's individual creative endeavors. This form of intimacy fosters mutual respect and understanding of each other's inner world and values. Social intimacy. Social intimacy refers to the comfort level two people feel in each other's presence in a social setting. It is about being able to communicate freely and enjoy each other's company, often in public or group situations. It highlights the ability to connect and feel comfortable around each other, without needing to be alone. Self-intimacy. Self-intimacy is the relationship you have with yourself. It's the ability to understand, accept, and care for your own emotions, desires, and needs. It's about cultivating self-awareness, practicing self-compassion, and being in tune with one's own body and mind. Self-intimacy is essential for building healthy relationships with others because it creates a solid foundation of self-love and respect. The science behind intimacy. Hormones involved: oxytocin, dopamine, serotonin, etc. The brain and body produce various hormones that are critical in developing and maintaining intimacy. These chemicals play a crucial role in forming emotional bonds, strengthening relationships, and promoting feelings of pleasure and connection. Oxytocin, often called the love hormone, oxytocin is released during physical touch, such as hugging, kissing, or sexual intimacy. It promotes bonding, trust, and a sense of well-being. Oxytocin is crucial in childbirth and lactation, but in relationships, it helps deepen connections and foster empathy. Dopamine. Dopamine is the feel-good hormone released during moments of pleasure and reward. It is linked to feelings of excitement, motivation, and desire. In romantic relationships, dopamine is released during intimate moments, contributing to the euphoric feeling associated with love and sexual activity. Serotonin. This neurotransmitter plays a vital role in mood regulation. High levels of serotonin contribute to feelings of well-being, calm, and satisfaction. It is thought to help with emotional regulation and mood stability in intimate relationships. Endorphins. These are the body's natural painkillers and are released during moments of pleasure or physical exertion. They promote feelings of happiness and satisfaction, which can be integral in fostering a sense of closeness and connection. How the brain and body react to intimacy. When we engage in intimate behaviors, the brain releases a variety of chemicals that affect our mood, perception, and overall connection with others. During emotional intimacy, the brain activates areas related to pleasure, reward, and social bonding. Physical closeness, like hugging or kissing, increases heart rate and can reduce stress levels by lowering cortisol, the stress hormone. Emotional vulnerability also activates brain regions associated with attachment and trust, reinforcing our bonds with others. Additionally, long-term physical intimacy, whether in the form of touch or sexual relations, can lead to physiological changes, such as increased levels of oxytocin, which in turn strengthens emotional attachment and creates a sense of safety and security in relationships. 2. Intimacy in different relationships. Intimacy is a dynamic and essential aspect of all relationships, though it can take various forms depending on the nature of the connection between individuals. Understanding how intimacy manifests in different types of relationships helps us foster deeper, more meaningful bonds across all aspects of life. Romantic relationships, dating, long-term partnerships, marriage. In romantic relationships, intimacy is often viewed through the lens of both emotional and physical connection. Whether in the early stages of dating or in a long-term marriage, intimacy forms the foundation for trust, understanding, and emotional fulfillment. Emotional intimacy in romantic relationships. In dating, emotional intimacy is built on vulnerability, openness, and consistent communication. It's about sharing your innermost feelings, fears, dreams, and aspirations with a partner, and feeling heard and understood in return. The more open you are about your emotions, the deeper the emotional bond grows. Physical intimacy in romantic relationships. As relationships progress, physical intimacy often plays a significant role. Beyond just sexual interaction, it includes touch, hugging, holding hands, kissing, and other forms of physical closeness that reinforce emotional bonds. Physical intimacy in long-term relationships may evolve and become more nuanced, with partners often finding ways to connect physically without the pressure of always engaging in sexual acts. Long-term partnerships and marriage. In a long-term partnership or marriage, intimacy requires ongoing effort to nurture. Couples must balance the responsibilities of daily life with time spent nurturing the emotional, physical, and intellectual aspects of their connection. This can involve regular date nights, shared experiences, and making room for meaningful conversation. Importantly, maintaining intimacy in marriage also involves a focus on mutual respect, compromise, and conflict resolution, ensuring that both partners continue to feel valued and cherished. Friendship and platonic intimacy. Deep bonds without physical intimacy. Platonic intimacy refers to deep emotional and intellectual connections between individuals without the inclusion of physical intimacy. This form of intimacy is often found in close friendships, where emotional sharing, mutual respect, and vulnerability allow individuals to form profound, non-sexual bonds. Emotional and intellectual intimacy in friendship. In friendships, emotional intimacy develops through shared experiences, open communication, and empathy. Friends often act as a support system, offering advice, comfort, and understanding during life's challenges. Intellectual intimacy comes from deep, engaging conversations where ideas are freely exchanged, creating a bond that goes beyond surface-level interactions. Benefits of platonic intimacy. Platonic intimacy provides a sense of belonging and connection without the complexities or pressures of a romantic or sexual relationship. These deep bonds can be incredibly fulfilling, offering individuals a sense of companionship and emotional support that is often just as important as romantic intimacy. Family intimacy. Parent-child, siblings, extended family. Family intimacy is a vital aspect of emotional health and personal development. The relationships within a family, whether between parents and children, siblings, or extended family, provide foundational emotional connections that help shape an individual's sense of identity and security. Parent-child intimacy. Emotional intimacy between parents and children is essential for healthy development. It is built through consistent care, attention, and support. When parents nurture their children's emotional well-being by listening, empathizing, and providing unconditional love, they build trust and create an environment in which children feel safe to express themselves. Siblings. Siblings share a unique form of intimacy, often shaped by shared experiences growing up together. Emotional and social bonds between siblings can be incredibly close and supportive, especially in times of familial challenges. The shared history and the mutual understanding that siblings have can foster a strong, lifelong connection. Extended family. Extended family members, such as grandparents, uncles, aunts, and cousins, can offer additional layers of emotional intimacy. While these bonds may not always be as deep as those within the immediate family, they still provide important avenues for connection, emotional support, and shared tradition. Strong relationships with extended family can offer a sense of belonging and security outside of the immediate nuclear family unit. Self-intimacy, developing a deep relationship with oneself. Self-intimacy is the foundation upon which all other forms of intimacy are built. It refers to the relationship you have with yourself, marked by self-awareness, self-compassion, and self-acceptance. Without self-intimacy, it is challenging to build healthy relationships with others. Self-awareness. Self-intimacy begins with understanding your own emotions, desires, boundaries, and needs. Being in tune with your feelings and thoughts allows you to engage more genuinely with others. Developing self-awareness means understanding who you are, what you want, and how you feel in different situations. Self-compassion. A deep relationship with oneself involves practicing kindness and compassion toward your own flaws and mistakes. This creates a safe internal environment where personal growth and healing can occur. Just as we nurture others with empathy, self-compassion allows individuals to forgive themselves and grow from their experiences. Self-acceptance. Accepting who you are, without judgment, is crucial for cultivating self-intimacy. Embracing both your strengths and weaknesses fosters self-love, which directly impacts your ability to be vulnerable and open with others. When you love and accept yourself, you are more likely to form healthy, balanced relationships with others. Professional intimacy, deep connections at the workplace. While intimacy in the workplace may seem unconventional, professional intimacy refers to the deep connections we form with colleagues and coworkers that are based on trust, mutual respect, and shared goals. Building trust and collaboration. Professional intimacy is grounded in trust and transparency. Effective teamwork often relies on colleagues being able to communicate openly, share ideas, and rely on one another. Creating a collaborative, supportive work environment fosters a sense of belonging and emotional security, which can improve productivity and job satisfaction. Emotional support in the workplace. Workplaces that value emotional support and mental well-being can foster intimacy in professional relationships. Colleagues who share their challenges, celebrate each other's achievements, and provide encouragement contribute to creating an emotionally safe space at work. Professional boundaries. It is important to maintain clear professional boundaries while developing deep, authentic connections at work. Although forming strong relationships is beneficial, it's crucial to recognize when personal and professional lives should be kept separate. This helps maintain a healthy balance and avoids potential conflicts of interest or misunderstandings. Spiritual intimacy, connection through faith, meditation, or nature. Spiritual intimacy involves a connection that transcends the physical and emotional realms. It is often related to a shared sense of purpose, whether through religious practices, meditation, nature, or a universal sense of interconnectedness. Faith-based intimacy. For those who follow a religious or spiritual path, intimacy can be deepened through shared practices such as prayer, worship, or community involvement. Spiritual intimacy grows when individuals connect with each other on a soul level, often reinforcing a sense of belonging and purpose. Meditation and mindfulness. Spiritual intimacy can also be cultivated through practices like meditation and mindfulness, which encourage individuals to be present in the moment and connect with their higher selves or the universe. These practices can create a sense of peace, understanding, and mutual respect between individuals who share similar spiritual goals. Nature and the universe. For some, spiritual intimacy may manifest through a deep connection with nature. Engaging with the natural world, whether through hiking, stargazing, or simply appreciating the beauty of the environment, can foster a profound sense of interconnectedness with all living things, offering an experience of intimacy that transcends human relationships. Conclusion. Intimacy is not a one-size-fits-all experience. It is dynamic and fluid, adjusting to the nature of the relationship and the individuals involved. Whether in romantic, familial, platonic, or professional contexts, intimacy plays a vital role in creating deep, meaningful connections that enhance the quality of life. By understanding and nurturing intimacy in its various forms, we can cultivate more fulfilling, supportive, and authentic relationships in all areas of life. 3. The role of physical intimacy. Physical intimacy plays an essential role in forming strong, deep connections in relationships. It goes beyond sexual acts and encompasses gestures that communicate care, love, and affection. The following sections explore the different facets of physical intimacy and how they contribute to a rich, holistic relationship. Touch and its power, the importance of hugs, holding hands, cuddling. The healing power of touch. Touch is one of the most powerful forms of communication between individuals. It conveys emotions in ways that words cannot. Whether it's a hug, holding hands, or cuddling, these simple yet meaningful gestures can create a sense of security, comfort, and deep emotional bonding. Touch triggers the release of oxytocin, often referred to as the love hormone, which promotes feelings of connection, affection, and trust. The benefits of physical closeness. Hugs. A hug, whether brief or prolonged, has been shown to lower stress levels, reduce anxiety, and foster emotional closeness. It's an expression of care and safety. Holding hands. Holding hands is a comforting gesture that signifies solidarity and affection. It fosters a sense of unity and intimacy without the need for words. Cuddling. Cuddling can create a profound sense of emotional and physical closeness. It can deepen a sense of connection, promote relaxation, and reduce physical tension. Practical tip: incorporate small moments of touch into your daily routine, such as a brief hug after a busy day or holding hands during walks. These simple gestures nurture the emotional bond and keep the relationship grounded in affection. Foreplay and sensual exploration. Ways to deepen physical connection. Building anticipation. Foreplay is not just about sexual preparation but is a vital part of emotional and physical intimacy. It involves the gentle exploration of each other's body and mind, creating a deeper connection that goes beyond the physical. The emotional and mental connection built during foreplay is key to enhancing sexual intimacy. Sensual exploration. Exploring one another through touch, communication, and responsiveness can help partners understand each other's desires, preferences, and emotional needs. Sensual exploration can involve kissing, gentle caresses, whispers, and even non-sexual activities such as sharing personal stories or engaging in playful activities that foster bonding and trust. Practical tip: instead of rushing into sexual acts, take time to savor foreplay. This may include extended periods of kissing, touching, and verbal affirmations of affection. Let each moment deepen the connection before moving forward. Love making and sexual expression, Understanding pleasure, communication. The importance of sexual communication. Sexual intimacy is deeply intertwined with effective communication. Partners who communicate openly about their desires, boundaries, and fantasies are more likely to experience fulfilling sexual connections. A healthy sexual relationship is built on trust and mutual respect. Understanding pleasure. Pleasure in sex is multifaceted and varies from person to person. It's essential to recognize that pleasure is not just physical but emotional as well. The shared experience of sex can enhance the emotional bond between partners, fostering deeper intimacy and trust. Sexual expression. Sexual expression can be a deeply personal and profound experience. It can involve traditional intercourse, but also includes other forms of sexual play, exploration, and intimacy. The key is mutual consent, respect for each other's boundaries, and a desire to experience pleasure together. Practical tip: establish open, honest communication around sexual needs. Have regular conversations with your partner about what feels good and what doesn't, ensuring that both partners are comfortable and respected in the sexual relationship. Self-pleasure and masturbation. Self-exploration is a form of intimacy. The role of self-exploration. Masturbation is a healthy form of self-intimacy that allows individuals to explore their own bodies and understand their own sexual desires. Self-pleasure can be a form of self-care, helping individuals feel more connected to their bodies and enhancing self-esteem. It can also serve as a way to reduce stress and improve overall well-being. Masturbation in relationships. While often seen as a solitary act, masturbation can be discussed and integrated into intimate relationships. It allows partners to better understand their own bodies, and can even be a form of mutual exploration when shared with a partner. Some people use masturbation as a tool to better communicate their sexual preferences to their partners. Practical tip: encourage self-intimacy without shame. Talk openly about masturbation with your partner, and consider incorporating it into your shared experiences if it aligns with both partners' desires. Sacred and tantric sexuality. Beyond physical pleasure into spiritual bonding. Tantric practices in intimacy. Tantric sexuality is an ancient practice that goes beyond mere physical pleasure. It focuses on using sexual energy to reach a heightened state of awareness and spiritual connection. Tantra views sex as a sacred act, where both partners come together to form a union of body, mind, and spirit. Spiritual bonding through sex. Tantric intimacy involves conscious breathing, eye contact, and deliberate slow movements, all designed to prolong the experience of pleasure and foster deep emotional and spiritual connection. The goal is not orgasm, but the creation of a transcendent experience that deepens the bond between partners and elevates both individuals to a heightened spiritual state. Practical tip: consider exploring tantric practices if you are seeking to deepen the spiritual aspects of your sexual relationship. Engage in slow, mindful touch, maintain eye contact, and synchronize your breathing with your partners to enhance connection. The art of kissing. How different types of kisses express emotions. Kissing as an emotional expression. Kissing is one of the most intimate and universally understood gestures of affection. Different types of kisses express various emotions and can vary based on the context, the relationship, and the depth of intimacy shared between individuals. Peck on the lips. A quick kiss often symbolizes love, affection, or a friendly gesture. French kiss. A passionate, deep kiss, often indicative of romantic love and desire. Kisses on the forehead. A kiss on the forehead shows deep affection, care, and protection. Kisses on the cheeks. A light kiss on the cheek often expresses warmth and tenderness. Lingering kisses. Kisses that last for a while convey deep emotional connection and attachment. Practical tip: to enhance emotional intimacy, vary your kissing gestures. Use soft, gentle kisses to communicate care, and passionate kisses to express deeper affection or desire. Make kissing an integral part of your daily affection rituals to maintain a close connection. Conclusion: physical intimacy is a powerful force that deepens emotional connections and enhances the overall quality of relationships. From tender touches to sacred sexual practices, each form of physical intimacy serves to create bonds that transcend physical pleasure. By embracing both the physical and emotional aspects of intimacy, partners can explore their relationship more fully, creating a space where trust, respect, and love can flourish. 4. Psychological and emotional intimacy. Psychological and emotional intimacy are the bedrock of any meaningful, lasting relationship. They involve the depth of the connection between two individuals, often beyond what is observable on the surface. This form of intimacy fosters mutual understanding, trust, and support, building a safe space for vulnerability, healing, and growth. Let's explore the different aspects of emotional intimacy and how it can be nurtured. How to deepen emotional connection, listening, sharing, vulnerability. Active listening. True emotional intimacy begins with active listening. Listening is not just about hearing words but about understanding the feelings and intentions behind them. When both partners practice deep listening, they can create a space for honest, open communication, and this understanding fosters a sense of closeness. Practical tip. When your partner is speaking, give them your undivided attention. Avoid distractions like checking your phone or interrupting. Instead, offer thoughtful responses that show you truly understand their point of view. Sharing and expressing feelings. Openness and honesty in sharing personal thoughts, desires, and fears are vital for emotional closeness. Being able to express oneself fully without fear of judgment builds trust and strengthens the emotional bond between partners. Vulnerability is key to establishing a deeper connection, as it allows both partners to be their authentic selves. Practical tip. Set aside regular time for meaningful conversation, where you both share your feelings, needs, and experiences. Practicing vulnerability can be done gradually, but it's essential to be open and accepting of each other's emotions without criticism. Vulnerability. Vulnerability involves opening up about your deepest emotions, fears, dreams, and insecurities. It is the willingness to show the parts of yourself that feel fragile or exposed. While vulnerability can feel intimidating, it is the gateway to deeper intimacy. When partners share their innermost selves with each other, it creates a profound emotional bond. Practical tip. Engage in conversations where you both share something deeply personal, whether it's about a fear, dream, or past experience. Create a non-judgmental space for vulnerability, showing acceptance of each other's raw emotions, trauma and its impact on intimacy, overcoming past wounds. Understanding the impact of trauma. Past traumatic experiences, whether related to childhood, previous relationships, or personal struggles, can significantly affect one's ability to engage in intimate relationships. Emotional wounds such as abandonment, betrayal, or emotional abuse may create barriers to intimacy, making it challenging to trust, open up, or be vulnerable. Healing from trauma. Healing emotional trauma requires time, understanding, and often professional help. Addressing past wounds in a supportive relationship can gradually rebuild trust and enable greater emotional openness. A compassionate and patient partner can help facilitate healing by creating a safe space for the trauma survivor to express their feelings and fears. Practical tip. If one partner is dealing with trauma, it's essential to approach the situation with empathy and patience. Support them in seeking therapy if needed, and create a compassionate environment where they feel safe to process their emotions. Rebuilding trust. For those who have experienced betrayal or abandonment, rebuilding trust is a key step toward emotional intimacy. This requires consistent, dependable behavior over time and a commitment to open communication. The fear of being hurt again may persist, but through steady reassurance and unconditional support, trust can be rebuilt. Practical tip. If trust has been damaged, both partners should work together to re-establish clear boundaries and reinforce trust-building behaviors such as honesty, reliability, and consistency. Attachment styles and intimacy: secure, anxious, avoidant, disorganized. The four attachment styles. Attachment theory, first proposed by John Bowlby, explains how early relationships with caregivers shape the way individuals approach intimacy throughout their lives. Understanding attachment styles can greatly improve relationship dynamics by fostering empathy and awareness of each partner's emotional needs. Secure attachment. Individuals with a secure attachment style feel comfortable with intimacy and depend on their partners in a balanced, healthy way. They are comfortable with emotional closeness and communicate openly. Anxious attachment. People with anxious attachment tend to crave intimacy and closeness, but may often worry about being abandoned or not receiving enough attention. This style can create emotional dependence, leading to feelings of insecurity. Avoidant attachment. Avoidant individuals tend to distance themselves from emotional intimacy, often due to fear of dependence or vulnerability. They may struggle with emotional closeness and prefer to maintain a sense of independence. Disorganized attachment. This attachment style reflects a combination of anxious and avoidant tendencies. Individuals with disorganized attachment may crave closeness but simultaneously push it away due to past trauma or unresolved conflicts. How attachment styles impact intimacy. Attachment styles can influence how individuals approach emotional and physical intimacy in their relationships. Secure attachment tends to foster healthy emotional closeness, while anxious or avoidant styles may create barriers to intimacy. Disorganized attachment may lead to unpredictable behaviors and difficulty maintaining stable connections. Practical tip: understanding your own and your partner's attachment styles can help navigate challenges in emotional intimacy. If you identify as anxious or avoidant, work on addressing these tendencies through communication and mindfulness practices. Mental health and intimacy, depression, anxiety, and their effects. The impact of mental health on intimacy. Mental health issues such as depression, anxiety, and PTSD can create barriers to emotional intimacy. Individuals with mental health struggles may experience difficulty expressing emotions, communicating needs, or feeling comfortable with vulnerability. These issues can cause isolation, emotional withdrawal, or even conflict in relationships. Depression and intimacy. Depression often leads to emotional numbness or detachment, which can make it difficult to connect emotionally with others. Partners may feel rejected or unable to reach their loved one, leading to further feelings of isolation. Anxiety and intimacy. Anxiety can result in overthinking, fear of rejection, or excessive concern about how one is perceived in the relationship. This constant self-doubt and worry can prevent emotional openness, making intimacy feel daunting or unsafe. Practical tip: if either partner is dealing with mental health challenges, prioritize support and understanding. Encourage therapy, regular check-ins, and patience. It's important to create an environment where emotional struggles are acknowledged and addressed without judgment. Fear of intimacy and avoidance. Why some struggle with closeness? Fear of intimacy. Fear of intimacy is a common challenge for many individuals, particularly those who have experienced past trauma or emotional wounds. Fear of being vulnerable, rejected, or hurt can lead to avoidance behaviors, such as emotional withdrawal or distancing oneself from the relationship. Overcoming the fear. Overcoming a fear of intimacy involves building trust, acknowledging past wounds, and developing a safe space for emotional expression. It's important to communicate openly about fears and concerns, allowing both partners to work through them together. Gradually, as trust deepens, the fear of intimacy may lessen, allowing for more emotional closeness. Practical tip: if you or your partner struggle with intimacy, start small. Practice sharing your feelings, fears, and desires in a non-threatening, compassionate environment. Focus on taking baby steps toward emotional closeness rather than rushing the process. Conclusion: psychological and emotional intimacy are essential for a fulfilling, lasting connection in any relationship. By fostering deep listening, encouraging vulnerability, and understanding the impacts of trauma, mental health, and attachment styles, couples can create a strong foundation of trust and closeness. Overcoming fears and challenges in intimacy requires time, patience, and commitment to growth. By nurturing emotional intimacy, partners can build a lasting bond that supports mutual understanding, love, and respect. 5. Intimacy in sexuality and diverse expressions. Sexual intimacy is a multifaceted and deeply personal aspect of human relationships, shaped by cultural, social, emotional, and psychological factors. As society continues to evolve, the understanding and expression of intimacy have become more inclusive, allowing for a broader range of experiences and identities. In this section, we explore different dimensions of sexual intimacy, from diverse sexual orientations to unconventional relationship structures, and how these dynamics shape personal connections. LGBTQ+ intimacy, relationships beyond heteronormative structures. LGBTQ+ intimacy encompasses a wide spectrum of relationships and experiences that go beyond traditional heteronormative models of intimacy. People within the LGBTQ+ community engage in emotional, physical, and sexual closeness that is deeply meaningful and valid, just as in heterosexual relationships. However, these relationships may face unique challenges due to societal norms, stigmas, and sometimes, lack of acceptance. The importance of acceptance. In LGBTQ+ relationships, mutual acceptance and respect are critical in fostering emotional and sexual intimacy. Because individuals in these relationships may face discrimination or marginalization, the ability to create a safe space where both partners can express their authentic selves is foundational for emotional and physical closeness. Challenges and growth. LGBTQ+ individuals may experience unique challenges in terms of emotional intimacy, such as fear of rejection or societal judgment. However, these challenges can also lead to deeper bonds between partners, as they often rely on one another for support and validation. Overcoming these obstacles together can strengthen the sense of intimacy and connection. Practical tip: when exploring LGBTQ+ intimacy, prioritize open and honest communication. Be mindful of the challenges your partner may face and create a relationship dynamic that prioritizes mutual respect, safety, and understanding. Polyamory and open relationships, multiple intimate partners. Polyamory and open relationships challenge traditional norms of monogamy, allowing individuals to form emotional, romantic, and sexual bonds with more than one partner. These relationships are based on principles of honesty, transparency, and mutual consent, and they require clear communication and boundary setting to function successfully. Building emotional intimacy with multiple partners. Emotional intimacy in polyamorous relationships can take many forms, and often involves forming deep emotional connections with several partners. Communication is key in ensuring that everyone's emotional needs are met and that all partners feel valued and respected. Sexual intimacy in open relationships. In open relationships, sexual intimacy may not be confined to a single partner. These relationships require clear communication regarding sexual boundaries, protection, and the emotional implications of engaging with others sexually. Trust and transparency are crucial to preventing jealousy and maintaining harmony in such relationships. Navigating challenges. One of the biggest challenges in polyamory and open relationships is managing jealousy, insecurity, and time management. However, these relationships can be fulfilling when all parties are on the same page about their needs, desires, and expectations. Practical tip: clear, consistent communication is vital in any non-monogamous relationship. Regular check-ins, setting clear boundaries, and fostering trust can help all partners feel emotionally and sexually secure. Respect each other's autonomy while maintaining mutual connection. Asexuality and non-sexual intimacy. Love beyond physical connection. Asexuality is a sexual orientation where individuals experience little or no sexual attraction to others. However, asexuality does not imply a lack of intimacy. People on the asexual spectrum can form deep emotional connections and enjoy various forms of non-sexual intimacy, such as physical affection, companionship, and intellectual or spiritual bonding. Non-sexual intimacy. In asexual relationships, intimacy is not defined by sexual expression. Instead, it may be expressed through physical affection, such as cuddling, kissing, or simply spending quality time together. Asexual individuals may also connect on a deep intellectual, emotional, or creative level, sharing ideas, dreams, and experiences. The importance of communication. For those who identify as asexual, open communication is crucial in navigating relationships with sexual partners or within a broader community. Partners may need to adjust expectations surrounding sexual activity and find alternative ways to nurture intimacy. Practical tip: if one partner is asexual, it's essential to have open discussions about both partners' needs and desires. Explore forms of intimacy that feel comfortable for both partners, emphasizing emotional and non-sexual forms of connection. Kinks and fetishes: how sexual preferences influence intimacy. Kinks and fetishes are unique aspects of sexual expression where individuals find sexual arousal or satisfaction in certain activities, objects, or scenarios. Engaging in kink can involve a wide array of preferences, including bondage, power dynamics, role-playing, and sensory exploration. Understanding kinks and fetishes. Kinks and fetishes can significantly impact intimacy by creating heightened excitement, deepening emotional connection, or helping individuals explore their fantasies. For some, kink is a way to break free from societal expectations around sex and explore their true desires without shame. Consent and communication. The foundation of healthy kink dynamics is mutual consent, communication, and respect. Partners engaging in kink or fetish-based intimacy must discuss their boundaries, desires, and limits beforehand. Safe words, which signal the need to stop or slow down, are essential tools in ensuring that both partners feel safe throughout the experience. Psychological impact. For many, engaging in kink can lead to intense emotional release and satisfaction. It can also build trust and vulnerability, as partners often need to let go of control or engage in highly intimate acts. Understanding the psychological and emotional impacts of kink on intimacy is crucial for healthy participation in these activities. Practical tip: when exploring kinks or fetishes, start with clear communication and boundary setting. Establish safe words and always check in with your partner before, during, and after activities to ensure that both partners feel comfortable, respected, and emotionally supported. Threesomes and group intimacy, the psychology and dynamics. Threesomes and group intimacy involve multiple participants engaging in sexual or sensual activities together. These arrangements can bring excitement, variety, and exploration into relationships, but they also come with psychological and relational challenges. Psychological dynamics. The introduction of a third, or more, partners can bring up feelings of insecurity, jealousy, and competition, especially if the partners involved are not clear about their boundaries or desires. It is crucial to establish emotional security and trust before engaging in such an experience. Communication and consent. As with all intimate experiences, clear communication is crucial in threesomes and group dynamics. All participants must consent to the experience and understand the emotional and physical boundaries that exist within the situation. It's also important to discuss any potential consequences, such as feelings of neglect, jealousy, or miscommunication. The role of trust and boundaries. In group intimacy, trust between all partners is vital. It's essential to discuss expectations, desires, and boundaries before engaging in sexual activities. A successful threesome or group experience requires mutual understanding and the ability to navigate the complexities of emotions and desires. Practical tip: if considering a threesome or group intimacy, ensure that all participants have discussed their expectations, emotional boundaries, and limits before engaging. Prioritize ongoing communication and check-ins throughout the experience to ensure comfort and consent. Conclusion: intimacy and sexuality is a rich and varied experience, shaped by individual preferences, identities, and desires. From the diverse expressions of intimacy within LGBTQ+ relationships to the evolving nature of polyamory, asexuality, and kinks, every form of intimacy offers unique opportunities for connection, growth, and pleasure. By prioritizing open communication, consent, and mutual respect, individuals and partners can create a space where diverse forms of intimacy are honored and explored in a safe, fulfilling way. 6. Cultural, social, and historical perspectives on intimacy. Intimacy, like many aspects of human experience, is shaped by cultural, social, and historical contexts. These perspectives influence how people approach relationships, sex, and closeness, and they evolve over time due to societal changes, technological advances, and evolving religious interpretations. In this section, we explore how intimacy is viewed across different cultures, historical periods, and religious traditions, as well as the impact of technology on modern intimacy. Intimacy across cultures. How different societies view closeness. Different cultures have distinct ways of perceiving and expressing intimacy. The social norms, rituals, and traditions surrounding emotional and physical closeness vary widely depending on the cultural background. These variations are often shaped by values related to gender roles, family structures, and community expectations. Western perspectives. In many Western cultures, intimacy tends to be strongly linked to individualism and personal freedom. Romantic love and sexual intimacy are often considered private matters, with an emphasis on personal choice and emotional fulfillment. Over time, the rise of the romantic love ideal has become a key component of how intimacy is perceived, particularly in marriage and dating. Eastern perspectives. In contrast, many Eastern cultures emphasize collective values over individual desires. Intimacy in these cultures may be less overtly expressed and often focuses on family bonds, respect for elders, and maintaining harmony. Physical affection, such as hugging or kissing, may be seen as inappropriate in public, but emotional intimacy within families is deeply valued. Societal norms often influence how relationships are formed and maintained, with arranged marriages being common in certain regions. Indigenous and African perspectives. Indigenous cultures, particularly in Africa, often view intimacy as deeply communal, with a strong emphasis on connection to ancestors and nature. Family and extended family units are central to intimacy, and emotional closeness is often fostered through communal activities such as rituals, celebrations, and shared responsibilities. Physical intimacy may be seen as a sacred act, deeply intertwined with cultural and spiritual significance. Middle Eastern perspectives. In the Middle East, intimacy is often closely tied to religious and societal frameworks. The emphasis on modesty in many cultures may shape how physical affection is expressed. Public displays of intimacy are generally discouraged, but emotional bonds within families and marriages are considered central to social life. These societies may have rigid gender roles that influence the dynamics of intimacy, particularly in marriage. Practical tip: to navigate cross-cultural relationships, it's important to approach intimacy with an open mind and a willingness to understand the cultural nuances that shape each person's experience. Communicate openly about your needs and preferences while respecting cultural boundaries, historical views on intimacy and love, from ancient times to today. The understanding and expression of intimacy have evolved significantly throughout history. From ancient civilizations to the modern era, societal views on love, sex, and emotional closeness have undergone major transformations. Ancient civilizations. In ancient cultures, intimacy was often intertwined with societal and spiritual beliefs. In ancient Greece, for example, intimacy could be both emotional and intellectual, with relationships between mentors and their students often involving deep emotional bonds. The concept of eros, or passionate love, was celebrated in Greek mythology, and it was linked to both romantic and sexual intimacy. In ancient India, the Kama Sutra emerged as a detailed guide to human sexuality, offering philosophical insights on love, intimacy, and pleasure. The text emphasized the importance of both emotional and physical closeness in relationships and viewed sexual intimacy as a means of spiritual growth and connection. Medieval and Renaissance Europe. During the medieval period, intimacy within marriage was often governed by religious doctrines. Love was viewed as a divine gift, and physical intimacy was primarily for procreation. The Renaissance, however, saw a shift toward a more personal and romantic understanding of love, with an increased focus on passion, courtship, and mutual affection. Modern views on intimacy. The Industrial Revolution and subsequent societal changes in the 19th and 20th centuries brought about significant shifts in the understanding of intimacy. The rise of individualism, along with the feminist and sexual liberation movements, led to more open discussions about sexual freedom, gender roles, and the right to emotional and sexual fulfillment. The 20th century also saw the emergence of psychology and sexology, fields that contributed to a more nuanced understanding of sexual intimacy, sexual orientation, and identity. Today, intimacy is viewed as an evolving concept that transcends traditional gender roles, and the exploration of diverse sexual identities and orientations is becoming more widely accepted. Practical tip: history provides valuable insights into how intimacy has been shaped by societal norms and values. Reflect on how historical shifts in attitudes toward sex and love can help inform your own experiences of intimacy today. Religious views on intimacy and sex. How different faiths interpret closeness. Religious beliefs and practices play a significant role in shaping how intimacy and sex are viewed. Many religions have specific teachings regarding the sanctity of sex, the role of marriage, and the importance of emotional and spiritual connection. Christianity. Christian teachings generally emphasize the sanctity of marriage and view sexual intimacy as a sacred bond between a husband and wife. The Bible often associates sex with love and reproduction, and many Christian denominations encourage chastity before marriage. The concept of agape, or unconditional love, is central to many Christian teachings, emphasizing emotional and spiritual intimacy. Islam. In Islam, sexual intimacy within marriage is considered a lawful and sacred act. The Quran highlights the importance of mutual respect, love, and affection between married partners. Islam places great value on the emotional and spiritual connection between spouses, with a focus on modesty and respect. Sexual intimacy is not only seen as a physical act but also as a way to nurture the relationship and foster closeness. Hinduism. Hinduism views intimacy and sexuality as deeply spiritual. The Kama Sutra, one of the most well-known texts that discusses the art of love and intimacy, emphasizing the balance between physical pleasure and spiritual fulfillment. In Hinduism, sexual intimacy is viewed as a means to create connection, union, and harmony between partners. Buddhism. Buddhism views intimacy from a non-attachment perspective. It encourages mindfulness and self-awareness in relationships, with the understanding that attachment to desires can lead to suffering. Sexual intimacy is seen as an expression of love and compassion, but the practice of non-attachment is emphasized, suggesting that intimacy should not be the ultimate goal in relationships. Judaism. In Judaism, sexual intimacy within marriage is considered a mitzvah or a commandment, with an emphasis on mutual pleasure, love, and emotional connection. The Torah stresses the importance of respect, trust, and emotional closeness in a marriage. Jewish teachings encourage partners to nurture intimacy and emotional bonds in a loving and respectful manner. Practical tip: understanding religious views on intimacy can help individuals navigate relationships and cultural expectations. If religion plays a significant role in your life, explore how your spiritual beliefs shape your understanding of emotional and physical intimacy. Technology and intimacy, the role of dating apps, long-distance intimacy. In the modern age, technology has significantly transformed how intimacy is experienced and expressed. Dating apps, social media, and communication platforms have introduced new ways for people to connect emotionally and physically, even when they are geographically distant. Dating apps and online relationships. Online platforms like Tinder, Bumble, and OkCupid have revolutionized how people meet potential partners. These apps allow individuals to engage in intimate conversations, explore shared interests, and develop emotional bonds before meeting in person. However, the ease of digital communication has also led to challenges, such as superficial connections, misrepresentation, and the potential for emotional detachment. Long-distance intimacy. For couples who are geographically separated, technology can help maintain intimacy. Video calls, texting, and social media allow partners to stay connected emotionally and maintain a sense of closeness. For some couples, the absence of physical proximity can actually enhance emotional intimacy, as they focus more on communication and shared experiences. Virtual sex and intimacy. With the rise of virtual reality and adult content platforms, individuals can explore sexual intimacy online. This includes virtual sex, sexting, and live-streamed experiences. While these forms of intimacy offer novelty and excitement, they also raise questions about the authenticity of connections and the impact of technology on real-life intimacy. Practical tip: technology can enhance intimacy when used thoughtfully. If you're in a long-distance relationship or using dating apps, prioritize meaningful communication and emotional connections. Take time to get to know your partner deeply before focusing on physical intimacy. Conclusion: the cultural, social, and historical perspectives on intimacy reflect the complex ways in which human relationships are shaped by external factors. From cultural norms to religious beliefs and the impact of technology, intimacy is experienced in diverse and multifaceted ways. Understanding these influences can help individuals navigate their own relationships with a greater sense of empathy, respect, and self-awareness, allowing them to form deeper and more meaningful connections. 7. Challenges and barriers to intimacy. While intimacy is a vital component of healthy relationships, various challenges and barriers can obstruct its development and depth. These challenges may arise from emotional, psychological, physical, and external factors, and they can affect both individual experiences and relationship dynamics. Understanding these obstacles and how to navigate them is crucial for fostering lasting and fulfilling connections. Emotional unavailability. Why some people struggle to connect. Emotional unavailability is a significant barrier to intimacy. It refers to the inability or unwillingness to connect emotionally with others, often manifesting as a reluctance to share personal feelings or open up about vulnerabilities. This can stem from various underlying issues, including unresolved trauma, past emotional pain, or fears of rejection and judgment. Causes of emotional unavailability. Past trauma. Individuals who have experienced emotional abuse, neglect, or loss may struggle to trust others, preventing them from forming deep emotional bonds. Fear of vulnerability. Some people fear being emotionally exposed, believing it makes them weak or susceptible to hurt. Attachment issues. Those with avoidant attachment styles often struggle with intimacy due to discomfort with closeness or reliance on others for emotional support. Practical measures to overcome. Therapy and counseling. Working with a therapist can help individuals address past traumas and attachment issues, making them more open to emotional connections. Mindfulness and self-awareness. Practicing mindfulness helps individuals recognize and regulate their emotional responses, fostering a deeper sense of emotional availability. Open communication. Partners should create safe spaces for open, non-judgmental conversations, encouraging emotional expression without fear of rejection. Infidelity and broken trust. The impact on intimacy. Infidelity, whether emotional or physical, is one of the most challenging barriers to intimacy. When trust is broken in a relationship, it can create deep emotional wounds that make it difficult to reconnect. Infidelity often leads to feelings of betrayal, anger, and insecurity, which can severely damage the emotional connection between partners. Impact on intimacy. Loss of trust. Trust is foundational for intimacy. Once it is broken, it can be extremely difficult to rebuild, causing a permanent emotional divide between partners. Increased emotional distance. The aftermath of infidelity often results in withdrawal, defensiveness, and avoidance, all of which hinder emotional and physical closeness. Sexual disconnect. Infidelity can lead to a loss of sexual intimacy as emotional barriers prevent partners from fully engaging in physical closeness. Practical measures to overcome. Couples therapy. Seeking professional help after infidelity can provide a safe space for both partners to express their feelings, rebuild trust, and work toward healing. Transparency and accountability. Rebuilding trust requires complete transparency, including honesty about actions, emotions, and intentions moving forward. Forgiveness and rebuilding. Forgiveness is necessary for healing. This may take time and effort, but it allows for the possibility of restoring intimacy and trust. Pornography and unrealistic expectations. The effects on relationships. The pervasive presence of pornography can create unrealistic expectations about sex, body image, and intimacy. Many people, especially in younger generations, are exposed to pornography at an early age, which can shape their perceptions of intimacy in harmful ways. Pornography often presents a distorted view of sexual relationships, focusing on physical pleasure while neglecting emotional connection, communication, and mutual respect. Impact on intimacy. Distorted expectations. Pornography often portrays unattainable or exaggerated body types, performance expectations, and sexual dynamics, which can make individuals dissatisfied with their real-life relationships. Decreased emotional connection. When individuals are more focused on the physical aspects of intimacy and influenced by pornographic content, they may neglect the emotional and relational components that are essential for intimacy. Addiction and escapism. In some cases, excessive pornography consumption can lead to addiction, where individuals turn to porn for sexual release rather than engaging with their partner, which ultimately distances them emotionally. Practical measures to overcome: open discussions about sexuality. Partners should engage in open and honest discussions about their sexual preferences and expectations, addressing any unrealistic influences from pornography. Sex therapy. A sex therapist can help couples navigate the effects of pornography on their relationship, teaching techniques for improving emotional and physical intimacy. Mindful consumption. Being aware of the impact of pornography and consuming media that aligns with realistic and healthy views on sex and relationships can reduce its negative influence. Sexual dysfunction and physical challenges. Addressing difficulties. Sexual dysfunction, which includes issues such as erectile dysfunction, low libido, and pain during sex, can create significant barriers to physical intimacy. These challenges may be caused by physical conditions, hormonal imbalances, psychological stress, or relationship dynamics. When sexual difficulties arise, it can affect not only the physical aspect of intimacy but also emotional closeness, as partners may feel inadequate or frustrated. Types of sexual dysfunction: erectile dysfunction, ED. Difficulty achieving or maintaining an erection can lead to feelings of embarrassment, inadequacy, and frustration. Low libido. A decrease in sexual desire can be caused by physical conditions, e.g., hormonal imbalances, mental health issues, or relationship problems. Pain during sex. For some, painful intercourse, e.g., dyspareunia, can make sexual intimacy difficult or unenjoyable. Practical measures to overcome: consultation with healthcare professionals. Seeking medical advice is essential for addressing underlying health conditions that may contribute to sexual dysfunction. Hormonal treatments, medication, or lifestyle changes may be necessary. Sex therapy and counseling. A therapist specializing in sexual issues can help couples work through any psychological barriers to intimacy and explore ways to enhance emotional and physical connection. Open communication with partners. Discussing sexual difficulties openly and without judgment can reduce feelings of shame and foster understanding. This also allows both partners to find alternative ways to connect intimately, over dependence on physical intimacy, when relationships lack emotional depth. Physical intimacy can be a beautiful expression of love, but when it becomes the sole focus of a relationship, it can mask deeper emotional issues. Overdependence on physical intimacy, whether in the form of frequent sex, excessive touching, or constant need for reassurance, may indicate a lack of emotional connection or an avoidance of emotional intimacy. Impact on intimacy, superficial connection. Relying too heavily on physical intimacy can prevent partners from developing a deeper emotional bond. When the relationship is built only on physical attraction or sex, it may lack the necessary foundation for long-term emotional intimacy. Insecurity and validation. Constant need for physical affirmation can be a sign of emotional insecurity. This can lead to a cycle of seeking physical intimacy to compensate for a lack of emotional connection. Resentment and disconnection. When one partner feels that physical intimacy is being used to avoid emotional issues, it can lead to resentment, frustration, and emotional withdrawal. Practical measures to overcome: balance emotional and physical closeness. Focus on developing both emotional and physical intimacy in the relationship. Engage in activities that foster emotional connection, such as deep conversations, shared experiences, and mutual support. Explore vulnerability. Emotional intimacy requires vulnerability. Partners should practice being open and honest about their feelings, fears, and desires, which can help create a stronger emotional foundation. Relationship counseling. If physical intimacy becomes a substitute for emotional connection, seeking couples counseling can help partners explore the deeper emotional issues that may need attention. Conclusion. The challenges and barriers to intimacy are varied and complex, stemming from emotional, psychological, physical, and societal factors. Overcoming these barriers requires open communication, self-awareness, and a commitment to deepening the connection between partners. Whether it's addressing emotional unavailability, rebuilding trust after infidelity, managing sexual dysfunction, or fostering a healthy balance between physical and emotional intimacy, couples can take proactive steps to strengthen their relationships and overcome the obstacles that prevent deeper connection and closeness. 8. Practical ways to improve intimacy. Improving intimacy within relationships requires conscious effort and commitment from both partners. Intimacy is not something that happens automatically or overnight, but rather something that is built over time through small, consistent actions. Below are practical strategies and habits that can deepen intimacy and help build a stronger, more connected relationship. Daily habits for a stronger connection, simple actions to increase closeness. The key to fostering intimacy lies in the small, daily actions that help strengthen the emotional bond between partners. These seemingly simple habits can cultivate a sense of closeness, trust, and affection, making it easier to navigate challenges in the relationship. Practical daily habits. Morning check-in. Start the day with a short conversation about how you're feeling or something you're looking forward to. This can help set a positive tone for the day and establish an emotional connection from the start. Physical affection. Small gestures like holding hands, hugging, or a gentle touch on the arm can communicate care and love. These daily acts of touch increase oxytocin levels, the bonding hormone, compliments, and appreciation. Express genuine appreciation for your partner every day. Acknowledge their efforts, qualities, or things you love about them. This helps to build emotional intimacy and boost self-esteem. Shared rituals. Create bonding rituals like cooking together, having dinner without distractions, or reading the same book. These shared experiences create moments of connection. Listening with empathy. Practice active listening. Give your partner your full attention, validate their emotions, and listen without judgment. This fosters emotional safety and connection. Communication strategies. Talking openly about desires and fears. Communication is the cornerstone of intimacy. When partners are able to openly share their desires, fears, and vulnerabilities without fear of judgment, it cultivates trust and understanding. Emotional transparency is key to building a deep, lasting connection. Effective communication techniques. Nonviolent communication, NVC. This approach encourages partners to express their feelings and needs without blame or judgment. Use "I feel" statements to share how something affects you, rather than focusing on your partner's behavior. Active listening. Focus not only on what your partner is saying but also on their nonverbal cues. Acknowledge their feelings and reflect back what you've heard to show understanding. Expressing needs clearly. Instead of expecting your partner to read your mind, be direct about your needs, whether they are emotional or physical. Clear communication can prevent misunderstandings and unmet expectations. Discussing boundaries, having conversations about personal boundaries, both physical and emotional, is essential. Discussing what makes each person feel safe and respected can foster trust. Frequent check-ins. Take time regularly to check in on your relationship. Ask your partner how they are feeling about the relationship, their needs, and if anything is bothering them. These check-ins keep the lines of communication open and provide an opportunity to address concerns early on. Touch-based exercises, ways to increase physical intimacy. Physical touch is one of the most powerful tools for increasing intimacy. It's not just about sex but about connecting through the simple power of touch. Intentional physical contact can convey affection, comfort, and trust, and is fundamental to deepening emotional and physical intimacy. Touch-based exercises. Cuddling and snuggling. Take time to lie together, cuddle, and snuggle without the expectation of sex. This can reinforce a sense of safety and emotional closeness. Massage. Giving your partner a gentle back, shoulder, or hand massage is a non-sexual way to show care and affection. Massage encourages relaxation and can create a nurturing connection. Slow dancing. Even without music, slow dancing in your living room can help connect you physically and emotionally. The rhythm of movement together fosters closeness. Eye contact and handholding. Eye contact can be a powerful way to express love and understanding without words. Holding hands while walking or sitting together fosters a sense of unity and affection. Tantric breathing. Engaging in tantric breathing exercises with your partner can enhance connection and attunement. The exercise involves synchronized breathing to feel more attuned to each other's energy. Couples therapy and counseling, seeking professional guidance. Even the healthiest relationships can face challenges that benefit from professional support. Couples therapy can provide a structured space for partners to explore their relationship dynamics, work through issues, and develop healthier communication patterns. Therapy is an investment in the long-term health of the relationship and can address intimacy challenges that partners may be struggling with on their own. Benefits of couples therapy: improved communication. Therapy helps couples communicate more effectively and helps them understand the underlying emotional needs driving behaviors. Conflict resolution. Couples therapy can offer techniques for resolving conflicts in a healthy, non-destructive way, allowing partners to navigate differences constructively. Healing from past trauma. Whether it's infidelity, abuse, or any past trauma, a therapist can help partners work through painful experiences and rebuild trust. Increased emotional intimacy. Professional guidance can teach partners how to open up emotionally and share deeper aspects of themselves, which can greatly enhance emotional intimacy. Practical tools for connection. Couples therapy can provide actionable strategies to increase intimacy, enhance connection, and address issues that hinder closeness. Books and resources on intimacy, expanding knowledge and understanding. Learning more about intimacy through books, articles, and other resources can provide valuable insights into the dynamics of relationships. The knowledge gained can help partners navigate intimacy more consciously and deepen their emotional and physical connections. There are several books and resources available that cover various aspects of intimacy, from emotional to physical. Recommended books and resources: The 5 Love Languages by Gary Chapman. This classic book explores the different ways people express and experience love. Understanding your partner's primary love language can significantly improve intimacy. Mating in Captivity by Esther Perel. This book addresses the complexities of intimacy in long-term relationships, particularly how to maintain desire and passion over time. The Art of Loving by Eric Fromm. A philosophical exploration of love, intimacy, and human connection that provides a deep understanding of the emotional components of intimacy. Calm as You Are by Emily Nagoski. Focused on sexual intimacy. This book explores the science of desire and provides insights into how to have a fulfilling sexual relationship. Therapists and online courses. Many therapists offer online courses and workshops about intimacy, communication, and relationship building. Consider investing in online programs that teach intimacy-enhancing skills. Conclusion. Improving intimacy in any relationship requires a combination of consistent effort, emotional investment, and practical strategies. By focusing on daily habits that promote closeness, developing strong communication techniques, exploring touch-based exercises, seeking professional support, and expanding knowledge through books and resources, individuals and couples can cultivate deeper connections and build lasting intimacy. Intimacy is not static, it's an ongoing process of growth and mutual care, and these practical steps can help nurture and enhance the bond between partners in every aspect of their relationship. 9. The future of intimacy. As society continues to evolve, so too does our understanding and experience of intimacy. In the digital age, technology, social changes, and new models of relationships are challenging traditional notions of intimacy, love, and connection. While the core human need for emotional and physical closeness remains unchanged, emerging trends offer new avenues for exploring intimacy. In this section, we'll delve into how these advancements might shape the future of intimacy. AI and virtual reality in relationships. Can technology replace human closeness? Artificial intelligence, AI, and virtual reality, VR, are increasingly influencing how we communicate, interact, and even form relationships. With rapid advancements in these fields, people now have new ways to experience connection, intimacy, and even romance, often without physical proximity. AI and virtual reality's role. Virtual relationships. Platforms like virtual dating apps and VR environments allow individuals to interact in real time with others, offering experiences that simulate real-world interactions. VR dating, for instance, allows users to meet in virtual worlds, where they can talk, touch, and even share activities like virtual dinners or adventures. While this may not replicate the full range of human intimacy, it can serve as a substitute for those experiencing long-distance relationships or those who feel isolated. AI companions. AI-driven virtual assistants and chatbots, like Replica, allow users to have personalized conversations with an artificial entity that can simulate emotional support, companionship, and even romantic engagement. For some individuals, these AI companions may provide comfort and intimacy, but they lack the true depth and spontaneity of human emotional exchange. Emotional AI. As AI systems become more sophisticated, they are increasingly able to understand human emotions through facial recognition and voice analysis. These systems could, in the future, create a more responsive and emotionally intelligent environment, helping people navigate intimacy by offering guidance, emotional support, and suggestions for improvement in relationships. Can technology replace human closeness? While AI and VR can provide a degree of companionship and simulate intimacy, they can never fully replace the emotional depth, spontaneity, and vulnerability inherent in human relationships. Technology can offer a temporary solution for loneliness, but it cannot replicate the organic, physical, and emotional experiences of true human connection. Ultimately, technology might supplement intimacy but cannot replace it. Sex robots and artificial intimacy, the ethical implications. Sex robots and artificial intimacy devices are rapidly entering the marketplace, promising a new frontier in human sexual experiences. These robots, often equipped with advanced AI, aim to simulate not only physical but emotional connection, offering a new kind of intimacy for individuals who might feel disconnected or isolated. The role of sex robots. Enhanced physical connection. Sex robots are designed to provide sexual satisfaction and companionship for individuals who may struggle with traditional relationships or have difficulty forming human connections due to emotional trauma, physical disabilities, or other factors. With AI-driven interactions, these robots can adapt to the user's preferences and simulate responses that feel more realistic and personalized. AI-powered relationships. Some sex robots are designed to engage in deep conversations and emotional exchanges, which can simulate intimacy in ways that might feel more satisfying for people who are emotionally distant or who prefer a non-human partner. Ethical implications. Objectification and dehumanization. One of the major concerns about sex robots is their potential to perpetuate objectification and the dehumanization of sexual relationships. By creating highly personalized, AI-driven models, some fear that users may become detached from the emotional and psychological components of human connection, opting instead for object-like partners. Impact on real relationships. Over-reliance on sex robots may encourage avoidance of real human relationships, reducing the incentive to work on emotional intimacy or resolve conflicts. It could also reinforce unhealthy sexual expectations, as robots can be programmed to meet desires without the need for negotiation or compromise. Consent and ethical considerations. Sex robots are also raising questions about consent and ethical behavior, particularly if they are designed to mimic certain individuals or specific groups of people. Concerns over their impact on social dynamics and the potential for fostering unhealthy sexual habits are important discussions to consider as this technology becomes more widespread. In summary, while sex robots may offer an alternative form of intimacy, they cannot replace the emotional depth, vulnerability, and unpredictability of human relationships. They can serve a role for individuals in certain circumstances, but the long-term consequences on mental health and relationship dynamics are still uncertain. Social changes and new relationship models, the evolving definitions of intimacy. As societal norms continue to evolve, so too do the models of relationships and intimacy. Increasingly, people are challenging traditional ideas of monogamy, marriage, and romantic relationships. In light of this, new models of intimacy are emerging that reflect greater diversity in how people connect and express love. Emerging relationship models, polyamory and non-monogamy. Polyamory and other non-monogamous relationship structures are gaining visibility. These models emphasize consensual, ethical relationships with multiple partners, allowing for different kinds of intimacy to be explored with each individual. For example, one partner may fulfill emotional intimacy, while another may provide physical intimacy. Open relationships. Open relationships, in which one or both partners agree to have sexual or romantic encounters outside their primary relationship, are becoming more common. These arrangements can offer a new form of intimacy that is based on freedom, trust, and clear communication, while still maintaining a strong bond with a primary partner. Queer relationships and fluidity. As society becomes more inclusive, queer relationships, whether between two men, two women, or non-binary individuals, are expanding the definitions of intimacy. Queer relationships often challenge traditional gender roles and sexual norms, creating a space where emotional, physical, and sexual intimacy can be explored in diverse ways. Long-distance relationships, LDRs. With globalization and technology allowing people to connect across distances, long-distance relationships have become more common. Intimacy in LDRs can involve communication strategies like video calls, texting, and virtual connection exercises to create a sense of closeness even when physical proximity is lacking. Solo polyamory and relationship independence. Solo polyamory is a growing trend where individuals prioritize their independence while still engaging in multiple relationships. This model values personal freedom and self-love as integral components of intimacy, focusing on building deep, non-possessive connections. The changing nature of intimacy. In a world where relationships are no longer strictly defined by traditional roles or expectations, intimacy is becoming more fluid and personalized. The increasing acceptance of various relationship models allows people to explore intimacy on their own terms, leading to a broader, more inclusive definition of what intimacy can be. While these new models may not be for everyone, they challenge the conventional ideas of monogamy, offering a more flexible approach to connection. Conclusion. The future of intimacy is being shaped by technological advancements, evolving social norms, and new models of relationships. AI, virtual reality, and sex robots offer new forms of connection, but they cannot replace the depth and authenticity of human closeness. Meanwhile, changing relationship dynamics reflect a broader, more inclusive view of intimacy, one that is no longer constrained by traditional definitions. As we move forward, the challenge will be finding a balance between embracing technological advancements and maintaining the core elements of human intimacy: emotional connection, trust, vulnerability, and love. In overall conclusion, intimacy is a multifaceted and essential element of human connection, shaping the way we interact with ourselves and others. By understanding its various forms, emotional, physical, intellectual, and beyond, we can foster deeper relationships and enhance our overall well-being. While intimacy brings its share of challenges, the effort to nurture and improve it is always rewarding. As we continue to evolve and adapt, our understanding and expressions of intimacy will undoubtedly change, but the core human need for meaningful connection remains timeless.